Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Oh, good. Got to run, though. I'll be back on my cell phone in a minute. Have a great day.
I'm here, Char. I've arrived. Good morning, Char.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Still black out here.
Is it still?
You're light by now, right?
Yeah, we've got the sun hasn't quite crested, but it's daylight.
I guess that you sound tired.
Well, I got up, about 6:30, I guess. I got up with Gracie, and then I got up a little, went back to bed.
Okay.
I was at 6:30, and I was, I had listened. Ruth did a call at the WebEx last night.
Uh-huh.
And with Mary Lou did water, and Pat Terry did the nutrition section.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my goodness. So I was going over my notes, because she went over the core products to build the immune system and decrease inflammation. It's just a wealth of information, you know.
Oh, I know.
And so I was going over my notes and rewriting them. Then I looked up and it was 7:03, and I went, oh, gotta get on the call. Well, nobody was here yet, so. So that was good. But
am I the first one?
Yeah, Steve just came on just before you, and he said, I gotta go. I'll be on my cell phone in just a minute, and then you came right on.
Oh, well, and it wasn't recorded, of course.
Not yet, but they're going to be doing this on a regular basis. Well, I don't, they're coming up with some foot charts and things that we can also use.
Gee, this is the one she's dividing into four parts?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it worked out great. Dennis Nurstad did the business section, and it was just, it's like 59 minutes.
Wow.
Right on the hour, and Ruth did the intro and welcome and told her their story. And about a little bit about the company. And then
uh-huh.
Lou did her water presentation. And, I think they threw all this together like in a day and a half. So it
yeah, she talked to me and I said, you know, I'm supposed to be at a thing last night, which I did go to. And I know I've got one customer out of it, so I said, I hate to not show up after I said I was going to be there.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so I said, I just don't know how to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more. But, you know, anyway, it turned out good, and one of them was, the gal was sitting next to me. It was, you know, down on Borders. She was, she's a registered nurse,
okay.
And she's out of work right now.
Oh, dear.
And so anyway, the one that she said, now don't you get out of knee cant. I go, there's no chance I'm going to get out of knee cant. No way. She says, because I need to order some pillows. I asked her, she had a bad experience. Actually, it wasn't that big a deal. It was the way she reacted. Because I asked her, I said, so why did you go into Mary Kay instead of staying with knee cant? She says, well, because of the integrity. And I said, really? And she goes, yes. And she went into quite a lengthy explanation. And she says, they're the only network marketing company that I saw that has the integrity. And I said, And I said, now how are you describing that? And she says, well, they put, you know, it's got first, family second, and anything else, business, you know, Mary Kay goes after that. And I said, well, that's exactly the way NECAN describes, you know, their marketing also. And so we talked a little bit, and she and the gal that was the one that I've been working with, she said to me on the way out after she'd left, they said she even had her husband there, and Denny went and did something with him. So it was a double up. And so anyway, she said, you know, there was something about the way she was telling that, and she says, I remember reading about an issue where Mary had hired somebody, and they put a lawsuit against Mary Kay, and it had to have been an employee situation, or maybe she just used the term fire, let him go, maybe it was a distributor, I don't know. Can't remember. remember that she described that part because she's not, you know, in the network marketing. But anyway, she says it became a great big issue, and I think that's why she was elaborating on it so much in defense of what she, you know, knows about it, justifying it. And they let the person go because of something that would have been not a reason for letting him go. I can't remember what she'd said, but anyhow, she built this whole case about, you know, what their integrity was and all that. And so finally I said, well, were you mistreated or something? Did you find something that was contradictory to that when you were in NECAN? And you know what she said?
What?
She says, the person that I was working with told me I talked too much and I needed to listen more. I thought, that has to do with the integrity? I said, you know, it's kind of interesting that you'd say that because we use that comment in training our people. You know, we got two ears and one mouth, and that's the way God intended us to, you know. And I didn't actually say that part, but that's what I was thinking. I thought I better make it really, really short. And I said, it's because we're supposed to build a relationship with people before we try and tell them what we want them to hear. And she just looked at me and she said, oh, well, something like that. I could deal with you, and I want to get my pillows or something. But I love Mary Kay. Funny thing, she's Norwegian. She doesn't wear a stitch of makeup.
Oh,
you know, I just can't imagine anything.
Is this the gal that's a nurse?
No, this gal is the Norwegian gal.
Oh, okay.
Her husband passed away, and that was her comment to me. But it was
interesting.
Just, yeah. Nobody else has joined us? Or did you turn the chimes off?
No, I didn't. I didn't know you could.
Okay. Yeah, you can do... on our, you got the, I gave you the code that opens it, I think. Closes. I thought I did. Cute. Anyway, it's star 8.
Oh. Will I try it, see?
Yeah. Do anything, did it? Or I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything? Beanie?
I'm here. It was giving me a list of things.
Oh, okay, so it was.
Press 2
okay.
to get a caller code.
Okay.
Press 6 to mute. 8 to give you socket and what it knows. And pound for... how many people are in or something.
Let me try it and see
okay.
if it does. Let's see. Could you hear that?
I just heard a little beep.
Oh, okay. Well, it turned him off, so I must not have given you the right thing, so I'll have to look it up and give it to you.
Okay. Okay.
Send it to you. But anyway, let's see. It seems like maybe... okay, we're the only one, so can you
okay.
hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I turned him off, but maybe I better turn him back on. Oh, well, somebody comes in. Okay, the entry's on, the exit's off.
Okay. Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it easier.
Yeah. That's neat.
So, have you got a busy day planned?
Well, a little bit, yeah. We've got one gal that's from Ricky's dental office that's so excited. I'm going to try to get her to come over when you guys are here next week and have a... I mean, she works right here. She goes, I can come right after work. So thought maybe having her over for dinner or something. She's got the CD. She hadn't listened to it yet, but she's excited about listening to it. So and the gals down the street, I'm working on getting in touch with them. But, yeah, yesterday was like a mail line day. And I've got this list from Marcella of 8 people here in Phoenix that she knows.
Wow.
He sent it to me. So the one guy I've met, for sure, she has just a different perspective on things. She's a hoot. Anyway.
Now, and this is the one you're getting with?
No.
No.
No, that's Marcella up in Canada. The wild girl up in, that you met it in
Washington. Oh, I missed who you said. Jenny was looking for something, said something. But anyway, yeah, I got her email. I read that last one that you sent. Or maybe she sent it, copied me.
She finally got moved, but she's, it's just crazy. She likes better where she is, but she's still living with a friend who is a male who has a drinking problem. I think she's repeating her habit, So, anyway.
Well, I sure like that soup recipe.
Oh, did you try it?
I did it, yeah, I did it. That's good, very good.
And I made the butternut squash Bartlett pear one, again, from Vegetarian Times. I love that. It's made with light coconut milk. So good. And
I was trying to remember where I saw a recipe that was roasted. Maybe it was in the newspaper. If I don't write down where I see something and then I go looking for it later, once I've got the ingredients, I'm going, oh, here's what I'm going to look in this. I thought I ordered that. What was it? Greens book you got. I thought I ordered it, but it hasn't come, so maybe I didn't order it.
Greens, Delicious Greens, or?
Greens, Delicious Greens, or is that it?
Yeah.
Something like that. I'm looking through this.
There are a lot of soups in the PH Miracle. I just picked that up the other day. Here, I've had it.
Yeah, I've got it, and it's really someplace.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were recipes in the back, but they have like a anti-cancer soup. There was one, picked it up here, let me see if I marked it. I don't know if I did. There was one, I think it was like a alkaline soup, they called it, or something. And I thought, I want to try some of these in here. Green raw soup. Oh, this is a wonderfully alkalizing soup that I prefer served cold in the summer and warm in the winter. Energizing and easy to digest. It's got avocado, cucumber, jalapeno, onion, lemon, vegetable stock or water, roasted garlic, cilantro, parsley, and carrot. I don't know if you'd ever tried any of these.
No, I haven't. You know, I've got another one of their books that's really good that I like. And it's all recipes. They did 2 recipe books that are spiral bound.
Oh.
And I got one for the girls, and I've done some of them out there. They have a navy bean soup recipe in there that I really like. I didn't even remember that there were recipes in the it's a PH Miracle.
Uh-huh.
That was
a little per bag.
Yeah, that was the first one that they did. I got that before I was ever introduced to any of this stuff. It was when Ruth wanted me to give acid alkaline values to all the foods. For all the carbs and protein, you know.
Right.
That
was quite a work.
Well, you know, the thing is, they've got that in one of those. I think it's in that PH Miracle. Or no, maybe it was in an article that they put out that I pulled off the website. But the thing is that it's so flexible because it depends on how ripe the food is and the soil it's grown in affects the pH level.
Sure.
And the chemicals, we know that now. And I said, Ruth, I can't do that. That just would open up a can of worms.
Yeah,
you know, they'd look one place for a food. Even the USDA chart.
Has arrived.
numbers. I mean, it'd be one, you know, 3 through 8 or something. It would be the value you put on it, and you don't have that many numbers you're working with. I mean, that's from, you know, alkaline all the way to acidic.
Yeah, that would be that'd be challenging.
I said, I don't know how this would make sense to anybody. It wouldn't make any sense to me.
No. Somebody just came in.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Steve. Steve's driving there. Yeah,
yeah,
that would be...
missed the train, so I got to drive.
Oh, shoot.
By about 30 seconds.
Oh. You said, wait, I'm coming.
Yeah, shouldn't have said hi earlier.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. How'd you like to call last night with Dave Balzer?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's another one that was fantastic. Yeah.
We heard probably most of that on the host call, mm-hmm. and I thought it was very good.
It was the slides I really liked, too. It was nice to see
something
I actually got on the WebEx.
Something wasn't working. I didn't get to see the slides for some reason. Didn't click in.
Well, what was your favorite thing, Steve?
It just was a reiteration of 27 years ago when I used to work for the same company that Dave Johnson did, and we sold full spectrum lighting, you know, in the fluorescent realm back then. So it just brings back a lot of stuff that I already knew, just updated with the new technology and new LED. That's sort of cool.
Yeah.
But I know that it just made all the difference in the world in our house when we, I'd stand outside my house at night and look around the neighborhood and all the other houses, the lights inside were all yellow and nasty and uninviting, and my house had nice clean blue light in there, just like outside daylight. It was really, you know, it was just amazing. We could work for hours and not get totally exhausted where other people couldn't. So it was sort of fun.
Yeah. Wow.
Sort of deja vu.
Well, I'm interested to look at that.
Toy
has arrived. Is that
somebody? Hi, this is Way.
Hi, Way. How are you?
I'm good. I took my nap there. Hi.
Good. Glad to have you on the call. Is that the... the blue enhanced. You talked about blue enhanced full spectrum lighting and how that's on the cutting edge. I want to look at... I'd like to look up some of that stuff.
That's in... that was what they used in... what Lieberman used to take care of his mother's blindness.
Oh, is it?
And that's what spiked. Is the way he described it on the call we were on earlier. He says NECAN has spiked that in the bulb. In other words, there's more of that. And that's supposed to be the strong healing ray. Did he say it that way or similar?
Similar, yeah. Yeah.
He was sort of very generic just because of the fact that it hasn't been officially launched yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, see, this was on the call for the people that were going to be, you know, for the host call. So he was making it not as generic, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. He was making it such that you were getting the whole deal, not just one damn deal.
Yeah.
I think you're being smart this time, as far as allowing the people to know what's going on with the. What the products are going to be, instead of keeping it such a secret to the last second. People, when they get there, they have no idea what it is, how it's going to affect them, if it's something that they want to buy right then, or if they want to put it off, or how much it's going to cost. I think it's just really smart to have that kind of information out there ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So people can plan.
Right.
know in the past, there for a few years, it was like you really got your hand slapped if you said anything early, didn't you, Sharon?
Oh, yes, yes. If you, if anything leaked out, you just didn't want your name attached to it.
I thought it was interesting, the two slides that I liked, well, it was one slide, but it had two pictures about the, one was the full spectrum lighting, and it showed colors, and on the left side it was the violet color, and then it went blue, and then a lighter blue, and then the green, and then yellow, and then all the reds down to far infrared, and it kind of peaks like a mountain. It would go up from the, on the left side was the violet, and it went up higher and higher and higher, and the green was the highest, and then it started sloping down on the other side, and then the slide below it was incandescent lighting, and it started, it was more like a slope that went just straight up, and it was very little violet, very little blue, very little green. The highest was the yellows and the reds. And it just gave me a picture in my mind, too. And he talked about the intensity, the height of it as it grows. And so in full spectrum lighting, the intensity part, the highest point was your in your greens. Greens, the light blue, the greens, and the yellows, rather than the reds and the yellows of the incandescent light. Just gave me a good mind picture to go, wow, yeah, that would be hotter. Put out more heat on those reds, whereas the light blues and the greens are cooler, and those are the more beneficial ones, too. So that was neat. And then a thing I picked up from there, too, is our eyes do more than just, they're more than just a camera. You know, the eyes just, they take in all the information, but they're more than just picking up let's see, there's photo sensors. There were these articles that he pointed out, the Journal of Iridology 2001. He read these different articles, John Hopkins and Harvard. It's interesting. So, anyway.
It's fun to have a whole new field, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's just so much. And I've thrown out a couple of things. I've asked a few people, you know, do you know much about light? You ever realized how important light is, you know?
So, guys, I'm curious, I haven't been to any of the unveiling of the new product. I kind of saw it online on YouTube. So how much are these running at?
I don't
know
yet.
They're 175. I just got the price list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the bulbs that go with it, like, I guess
no, the bulb is a panel of 40 LED lights, and it you don't replace any of the lights. It's got a 35,000 hour lifetime. That relates to in the brochure that comes with it. It was, or somebody said it, maybe it was somewhere between 10 and 15, 8 and 10 years. They said if you used it at a desk, it would be 8 years. That was the lowest number that they quoted, 8 years of use on the lamp. Now, you know, that's, what is that, $2 a month or a month, a dollar? On one of them, I figured it out, it was like about a dollar a month to use the lamp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
Nothing, you know.
Yeah, because I don't sit at desk, most likely I'll be reading to my daughter every night with that.
They're using it to bathe in, they said, like 8 to 10 minutes at a time. Not that there's any danger, but I think it's just that you're probably going to utilize the amount that could be utilized in that at that particular point. But 8 to 10 minutes for bathing if you're when you're facing it towards you. And they
I see.
About 18 inches from your body. And
it does, right. How is this from, because they're not the infrared lamp, right, that you breathe under for or anything like that?
That's only utilizing a certain portion of the spectrum. No, that's
not. Okay. One.
And there's no burning, no tanning or burning rays in it.
Okay.
That's it. Rays that are negative to the body.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to see a whole different set of testimonies with this.
Okay.
He said, Dave said on the call, he said the 8 to 10 minute direct exposure, and he said some of the full spectrum light uses in the morning, like, you know, the kids are eating cereal or whatever, you know, you can put it on the table and that kind of thing, that it supports the natural day and night rhythms in waking up, and it promotes morning alertness. And then in the evening, regular use may assist in supporting normal sleep cycles.
Okay.
And during the daytime, it provides the full spectrum lighting normally furnished by the sun with no UV. So if you're in an area where you don't get the sun that you need, you know, outdoors and that kind of thing.
I had signed up to a timer last night, except I forgot to put it in the on position, so I checked it before I unplugged it and brought it into the family room this morning. Where Danny and I are sitting now, I checked it. If it's in the right position, it will
come on. Much, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the people having problems sleeping, which is the biggest cause of those in this country about sleeplessness, so this will help promote that. That's where I'm heading to, and especially winter is coming up as well, or this depression with the lack of the lighting. That's what I'm thinking this is leading us to, you know, the major things I'm thinking about right now.
Well, when Dr. Naidu talked about it, his comment, this was down in Cancun or privately, I don't know which, I think Ruth passed this on, that it was going to dramatically affect and work with the osteodense
and wow.
the absorption and just improve the benefit of that in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, the seasonal disorder disease, SAD, is another one that will benefit dramatically from it. I got the book by Lieberman, Light, the Medicine of the Future, and the beginning of his research back, he was the gentleman that presented it in Cancun, and this is his research back from when he started, from his first patient, he talks about the effects of light. So, you know, if they're bringing him in, he's got to be, you know, one of the top gurus on research. He's an ophthalmologist and, I can't remember what was his other degree. Anyway, he's got a couple sets of letters behind his name from his life. He calls it his life work because that's what he has specialized in ever since he discovered the connection of vision and light and all of that. He's just went ballistic on it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind all this, so I could download some of these forms, even though I'm not going to be able to attend one of the central places.
We have got, if you, you know, get your information, do your homework with your people, we have got a launch set up the week after the launches. It'll be on the, what did I say, Danny, the 20th or the 2nd? Let me look on my phone here. Anyway, that will be available to put the orders in a week later and still get the discounts as ordering. So all you have to do is give me a call and I'll fill out a form for you or anybody else. It will just relate it over the phone. If I can't get it by fax, I'm not sure whether my fax will be working down at the beach house or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be on our cells or I'll get you the number, just email me.
Right. Where are you now? Are you back in New York or back at home?
No, we're in Oregon, but we're headed to, this weekend, we're headed down to Phoenix, where Jeannie is, and then over to Las Vegas, and then back to the South, where I'm going to do the launch on, let me see, what's the date here?
Where's Jeannie again? She's down in Phoenix?
In Phoenix.
Yes. How far are you? You said you're going to Las Vegas?
Yes.
I have a silver down in Las Vegas right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get them to the presentation down there then, because they're doing an in-home Denny or where's the Oh, they've got a hotel set up. What night is that on? Saturday. Saturday night. How can we be there? Oh, it's before we go to...
So, if Benny's around, I'd like to do a three-way with him, maybe, let's see, around 1-ish, 1 p.m. here, in Oregon from here. That's when I get home and I'll settle, about 1 is good time. Is that a good day today?
Yeah, he's saying yes. He's nodding his head, I'm sure you can see.
Okay, good. I'll line up a few days. I'm not doing them when I do go up there, I'll see if I can. Yeah, now that'll be good. If I have something sparked from there and after conference, we'll see.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and it's getting in there again.
Well, I'm all for you. I'm voting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just getting my head together and...
So anyway, you've got a lot of good information, Wei, and you've got a lot of great experience that ties in with this. So it's, you know, I know it's a piece of cake for you when you start working with it again.
Right. I said, okay, I want to move with this now. I'm just like, okay, you know, my youngest one is almost there to school, almost. And I said, okay, you know, this is fine. Sorry.
Well, what happens is then that opens up everybody else in your field that's got children because you're saying, you know, I got three. Look, you just fit it into the nooks and crannies and make it happen.
Yes, I'm hoping or planning for at least a, pretty much, you know, I'm doing one of those things that Dennis and Ruth used to do for their holiday shopping and spa in between there for their mom. So I'm just, their business meeting, which is planning for the next month. So I did email and say, okay, if you plan on this such day, then, you know, I'll throw in something to you guys. So.
Well, you know, they just upped your check also. You know that way.
No.
Yeah. You maintain your position as gold and you get an extra 2%.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty good carrot dangling out there when you look at the percentage increase on your check.
Okay, yeah, I haven't looked at that for a while. So, I need to be spending more time with my kids than being out here. But, they're, I mean, you know, between the school, they're being in school for 6 hours now, so.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of excuses. I just need to get my act together. That's my...
Go away.
No, I need it there, girls. I'll try and get on as much as I can. Just get the support and get mentality. Get my, not as just getting my list of people and get the list together and nothing, I guess.
Just creating the habits, isn't it?
Yes, creating the habit, and it's very easy to break the habit, so creating it and keeping it, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I'm working on, too.
Yeah, let's work together.
Yeah. You know, we have some great stuff to add here.
Yeah, so pretty much my schedule is like, I'm kind of like free between like 1 and 3, so it's a matter of me sitting on the, I could do the phone thing and then three-way, so those are my hours that I have silent and complete silent to do stuff with that interruption, so a couple of days a week like that, so I'll start lining up and connect with all you guys again and doing three-ways and matter of that freeway.
That sounds good.
Well,
did she have anything else? Did Pat, Carrie have anything else that she said that jumped out at you, Jeannie?
You know, one of my favorites, what jumped, there were several, the core, she talked about the, she was relating acidity and the acid and inflammation connection, acidity of the body and more inflammation connection. So her four core products that we have to build immune system and to decrease inflammation are the Greenzymes, the Ciaga, the Lactoferrin, and Immunity. And then if you want to go higher, because you can always go higher, then Osteodense and Joint. And she went through each one of those, and one of my, I mean, we could do a whole another portion of a call on this, but with the Immunity, she said that it strengthens and unconfuses your immune system with the Immunity product. And, well, just real quick here, the Greenzymes help bring the acidity down. The Lactoferrin builds the strength of your body's immune systems, of your immune cells. The Ciaga is a broad-spectrum fruit, which helps, it's like the little Pac-Man that eats up the free radical damaged cells. And then the Immunity comes in and rebuilds those little soldier cells, or your immune cells. But when she was talking about that unconfusing the system, she said people that have problems with autoimmune diseases, autoimmune issues, sometimes they think they can't take the Immunity, but she says they can, because what it will do is will help to unconfuse why your body is attacking itself. I just thought, wow, what a great way to put that, you know?
Which is the four core that I'm always on, so
this is correct. This was Ruth Williams put together quickly last night a WebEx about how she and Dennis want to help everybody around the field, whoever would like to participate, to show what they've been doing, a four-part preview weekly in our homes. And so there's four 15-minute segments. The first 15 minutes is someone will welcome the people, tell your story a little bit about the company. The second 15 minutes is a presentation about one of our technologies, so it could be water or sleep or those kind of things. The third 15-minute segment is about AutoShip and what products that we have on AutoShip. And so this is where our nutritionals fit in really good. So each week you do a different topic. And the fourth segment, 15 minutes, is about the business. And so she did a quick WebEx last night. And Ruth did the welcome. Mary Lou Reardon did the water presentation. Pat Terry did the nutritional part in the part three. And then Dennis Nerstad did the business things to give an idea. And there's going to be more of them. There'll be an email sent out. But this has let the trial run, and boy, it was fantastic. So
it will be recorded, that one?
I don't know if the one last night was recorded or not. Maybe it was, but she's going to be sending out more information. Pat Terry can really bullet the stuff out there, you know. Kind of like Roger Drummer, you just throw...
Yeah, she's very good with that.
So much information, and Shar is like that as well. But the way she put it really... it got me excited. I was thinking, if we do this in our presentations in our home, I got excited about it. Imagine someone new coming in and going, oh, my goodness, and then, oh, I know this person I'm going to bring next week. You know, so it changed up each week a little bit. You have variety within your structure.
Right, yeah, I kind of need a structure. So, like, I'm just like, okay, I haven't presented for a long time, and I just need a base, and then...
And then you could have someone... have two or three people help, you know, so you're not doing the whole thing. If you have another person that would help you do a segment of it or that kind of a thing, too.
Well, physical people, I don't have none right now, so we're going to look for that.
Yeah.
I'll just have to figure out a DVD that will sum all that, but if that'll be a little good.
Exactly. You can use... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you can use any of the avenues. You could use a person. But she was intending, I think, for us to use this presentation on whatever night. She's going to try to fit it on a night when we don't have a corporate call and that kind of thing, too, because it was right after that.
Okay. Okay.
So there'll be information sent out about it, Wayne.
I think that's very interesting, too, from the standpoint that having four different meetings, one per week, that makes it more like the format that Don Fela suggested, that I have the same meeting every week, have four different meetings and call it a training, and that way people will be more interested in coming to training and learning about something than just maybe learning about the business.
Yeah,
it's a great way for starting up.
And so it's a way to generate people coming in, a way to generate auto ship, a way to those that are interested in business too, you know, that's there. And just sticking right with it, at least 15 minutes, you know, and keeping it short, and then those who are interested in certain areas, you know. I want to know more about the business, then let's talk about that after the whole meeting, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to know more about this and have applications there and have, you know. So anyway, I thought it was very, very exciting. And I, was renewed in my understanding of why I'm taking what I'm taking nutritionally, you know. It's like it makes you feel good because sometimes you forget, or I'll talk about myself. Sometimes I forget. I know it's great, and I take it because it's great, but to be reminded of why it's so great.
Yeah, my kids, they are amazing with their kids, so I have to keep it away from them.
Anyway, I suppose we should go. Does anybody have any last-minute thoughts? Kind of went all over the place here, which was great.
That's all right. I just need a little bit of boost of that. Just getting updated, so it was great. Thanks.
Yeah. Glad you're on way, too. And Steve and Char, thank you very much. And anybody else listening in? We'll be back tomorrow.
If you need to listen to Roger, or not Roger Drummers, but Dave Bolzer's call from last night, it's on the canbeforyou.biz.
Oh, thank you.
/NIK.
/NIK? Okay.
Yeah.
NIK.
Got it.
Yeah.
Can be for you.
Yeah.
Dot
or you
biz.
Can just, yeah. Or you can just go to the allsworld.org site and you click on the NIC. It's right in the middle of the links. I tried to make it non-conspicuous as possible, but yet so the people that know what to look for, they can find it easy.
Okay.
And the same thing with the RD one.
Okay, great. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Talk to you guys tomorrow, then.
Thanks, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. A great afternoon, great day. It's morning.
We're starting over again.
I know. Please, no. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.